Will young voters help decide this election? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Corey C. Miller, assistant professor in organizational leadership at Wright State University, details Generation Z and whether they'll make a showing at the polls.
With the rise of the millennials in 2008 to support the election of Barack Obama, many are looking to make sense of the youth vote today. But many polls classify youth as those between 18 and 35. Yet a first-time voter at 18 years old is vastly different from a 34-year-old who will be voting in their fifth election. 18 to 21-year-old first-time voters belong to a new generational cohort, Generation Z, whose members have markedly different perspectives on politics than their millennial counterparts. On social issues, those in Generation Z lean left, with the majority identifying as liberal. They overwhelmingly oppose discriminatory laws and practices that limit personal freedom for underrepresented groups, yet support inclusive policies that enhance accessibility and equality for all. Despite their political affiliation, the majority support same-sex marriage, transgender rights, reducing the wage gap, and having a comprehensive immigration policy that supports a path to citizenship. The majority of Generation Zers are politically moderate to right-leaning on financial issues. They themselves are financially conservative and penny-pinching, saving for a rainy day when they might have to face another recession or burst of the housing bubble. Most are highly concerned about the rising cost of higher education, questioning whether a college degree is worth a lifetime of debt. And even at their young age, they worry about being able to buy a home and provide for their families in the future. But very few in Generation Z have a desire to influence politics, and many believe that politicians are corrupt and greedy. So who will the youth of today vote for if they don't see candidates who represent their issues and who they believe are honest, trustworthy, and care about making the world a better place? Generation Z may skip the ballot box altogether.
That was Corey C. Miller of Wright State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.